Welcome back to Fade or Follow, brought to you by the On Further Review podcast, where I either give you winners, unless it was a trap game. So here's what I'm taking this weekend. I know it's been a little bit since we've done this in an audio format, mostly just been giving out my picks on Twitter. Make sure to follow us at OFRPod for those and any updates as I might try to hedge some of these bets or give you additional ones for the Saturday and Sunday football slate. It's not been a great year picking for me in college, but I'm going to continue with picking two college and two pros. Definitely done a lot better in the picks given out for the NFL, but we're continuing on trying to get our feet set as far as the college football games and the craziness that comes on Saturdays. And here is what I like for this upcoming weekend. I'm going with Iowa State versus number 6 Oklahoma State. The line is -3.5, or the spread rather is 3.5. One of these teams has three wins, which are Tulsa, West Virginia, and Kansas. The other team has three wins, which are TCU, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma. And that team is the underdog. That's why I like Iowa State with the +3.5. They've played better teams. They've played more complete football. I mean, they actually try to play defense in the Big 12, so they're a little bit of an anomaly. And you get them over a field goal on the points. I'll take that value with Iowa State +3.5 for my first pick on Saturday. My second college football pick is going to be Michigan versus Minnesota. The line is Michigan -3 or 3.5, depending on where you get it. First off, welcome back Big Ten football. It's nice to have kind of a more complete, fuller game slate on Saturdays with some of these conferences that are coming back. A little weird to have had all these teams playing and now more getting incorporated into our Saturday watching. But welcome back to the Big Ten. As a kid from the Midwest, I love these teams, grew up watching all these teams, and I'm excited to watch this matchup, Minnesota hosting Michigan here on Saturday night. It's row the boat versus the khakis. That's what I'm calling this game. We don't know a lot about these teams because we haven't seen them play. There hasn't been much for scrimmages. Both teams in Michigan and Minnesota are trying to fill quite a few voids of a roster that sent a bunch of young players into the NFL this past year. If this was a usual full Big Ten primetime night game in Minnesota, I might be inclined to try to take the +3.5 for Minnesota, but it's not. We're in this COVID-19 weird season of football where the stands aren't full and they're not packed. There's not the same atmospheres. Which I think has a tendency, especially at home in college football, to really matter. So with that being said, I'm going to take Michigan -3 or -3.5. And here's why. I like what the Gophers have done as far as turning this program around. I like where they're going. I think that Michigan fills their rosters a little quicker, a little deeper than a lot of teams in the Big Ten. I don't know if they'll be competing for, you know, a Big Ten championship this year or not, but I do like them to beat Minnesota in the opener here at -3 or -3.5, depending on what you get it at. Moving on to the NFL on Sundays, I am going to take the Bills -12.5 at the Jets. That's a lot of points, especially in the NFL. And it can be scary to try to take that. However, this is easy to me. The Bills are a really good team that just got beat by two better teams in the Titans and the Chiefs. The offense disappeared for Josh Allen, specifically in the passing game. I think he gets that turned around. We saw the beginning of the year what this offense is capable of, how dangerous it can be with Allen at the helm. And I don't think there's a bigger relief for a struggling offense coming off of two bad games than getting to play the Jets. I don't think there's a bigger relief for any team that's struggling to come in and play the Jets. The Jets are the epitome of a dumpster fire. They don't seem to even really be trying to do anything other than perhaps land the number one spot and grab Trevor Lawrence, which will throw in a whole bunch of questions. I know it's already started about Sam Darnold's future. But the Jets are an easy one for me to go against, even with such a huge line. Maybe this is the week the Jets cover against the spread. They have yet to do so this year, and I don't think it will be against a Bills team that's both reeling and desperate for a win to get back on the track. Just under two touchdowns is the line at -12.5. The Bills may get two touchdowns from their defense in this game. So I like that. Even with the big line, I'm taking Bills on the road at the Jets, -12.5. Then finally, on Sunday, I'm taking the New England Patriots hosting the 49ers at -2 points. Line might have moved a little bit, but that's what I wound up getting it at. The reports of the Patriots' demise may have been greatly exaggerated. We've seen this in the past. Bill Belichick's on record saying that the real NFL season doesn't start until around Halloween. He's going to get this group humming. He's going to get this group motivated. And I think we're a little bit prisoners of the moment after seeing the Pats lose to the Broncos, who, by the way, are a pretty good team. I know this is about the Pats, but the Broncos, real quickly, have lost close games to both the undefeated Titans and the undefeated Steelers. And then their third loss being against the Buccaneers, who we see is a pretty good team in the NFC as well. Especially with Drew Locke under center, the Broncos are not the lowly Broncos that we might tend to think. They come out, they beat the Patriots pretty convincingly. If they didn't settle for all those field goals, could have been much uglier. But credit to Patriots defense to holding them to the field goals. Anyways, that's all beside the point. I like the Patriots in this week, with another week for Cam coming back after being out, another week for Belichick and McDaniels to use these losses as motivation to right the ship. And I think the 49ers are a little overvalued after their win last week in primetime against the Rams, where they kind of just threw the kitchen sink at the Rams and kind of gave it their all. I don't know that the 49ers this year are the team that we've seen them be the last couple years under Shanahan. So a little bit of overvaluing of the Niners, and I think a little bit of undervaluing of the Patriots. 2 points, less than a field goal here. I like that for the Patriots on Sunday against the 49ers. Give me the Patriots -2. So in review for this weekend, I am taking on Saturday Iowa State +3.5 versus Oklahoma State, the University of Michigan -3 or 3.5, depending where you get it, versus Minnesota, the Bills -12.5 versus the Jets, and the Patriots -2 hosting the 49ers. That's what I'm taking. Feel free to fade or follow. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to even be able to watch football. To be 100% honest, didn't know if that was going to happen this year. And so each day on the weekend, I get to wake up and watch some football. Seems like an added bonus to me here in 2020. These are my picks: Iowa State, University of Michigan, Bills, and Patriots. Fade or follow. Review us, like, retweet, subscribe to our podcast. And as always, happy betting.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and share it with someone. If you didn't enjoy it, let someone know. Either way, smash that share button.